150 customers around the country, newspapers that were sending checks every month. Now, what was it I wanted? Well, I decided for the moment that what I wanted was somehow to keep this income coming in, no matter what, that these checks would continue to come in every month. I want to point out that it is important not to fasten on any one thing that happens to be there in reality and say that this is what I want at this point. This can throw you a curve. But money is all right to a certain extent, because money's real value is in its flexibility. If you have money, you can then transform that into whatever you think will give you the well-being. But to fasten on a person, on an environment, on a situation, on a tangible situation, and saying, this is what I want, is premature at this point. Rather, what you want to recognize is the well-being that is possible. Or to fasten on a certain amount of money and saying, I absolutely have to have this much because that was what was required to cover those bills. That would be a mistake, too. But all I did at this point was to say it would be nice. It would be wonderful if I could keep having this money come in every month, that these checks could come in. Now, it would be especially nice if it would continue to come in with no bills to pay whatsoever, and no hours to work, no office to keep up, nothing. But, of course, that isn't possible. So the next step, then, is what is absolutely necessary to get this money to continue to coming in, to come in? What do I have to do now? It is first thing Monday morning. What will I have to do today to be absolutely sure that none of these checks stop coming? Now, I didn't say of all the things I'm doing now, what can I cut out and still have these checks coming in? I had done that 100 times and really gotten nowhere. Now the question was, with nothing as the premise, what do I now have to add to my routine to make absolutely sure that this income continues to come in? Well, I started making a list then. But every time I added something to the list, I spent about 5 minutes looking it over very closely, trying to think, isn't there some other way that this could be accomplished without actually putting this item down here? Isn't there something else that would be simpler and less expensive in terms of resources? Now, I didn't think in terms of employees either when I did this, or even of myself, that I would have to do any of these things. All I was doing was identifying that there were certain minimum things that absolutely had to be done in order to keep this revenue coming in. And when I was absolutely sure that the revenue would stop without this function, then I put the function down on the piece of paper. And then, when I got all done and added it up, I found out that this was a considerably different situation than the one that really existed in my office and my business at that time. And again, I didn't think in terms of employees, but then rather the next question was, recognizing that there is a minimum standard of quality that will have to be adhered to make this function work and produce the revenue, then what is the cheapest price at which I can purchase this function at any source in the marketplace, possibly from one of these now mentally fired employees, maybe from myself, maybe from a supplier out there who's in business to do this sort of thing or what. But what is the cheapest price at which I can buy this service and still have the minimum standard of quality necessary to bring it about? Well, the net result of all of this was that all of the employees were, in effect, fired. Actually, it wasn't quite that cut and dry, but the employees did all leave. My associate, whom I had worked with for several years, was found to be totally and completely irrelevant to the operation of the business, that she was able to leave without losing one bit of revenue to the entire business. My 80-hour week had proven to be a farce. When the whole thing got done, well, let me back up a minute. When I had started, I was at 200 hours a week, man hours, considering my own work at 40 hours and my associate at 40 hours, even though we were actually putting in more time than that. We had a total of 200 man-hours being put in on the business every week. By the time I had finished cutting costs as drastically as I could conceive of them, I had gotten it down to 125 hours a week. But then when I started from zero and approached it from the standpoint of what was absolutely necessary to keep the revenue coming in, I found that I was able to get it down to a total of 25 hours a week that were necessary in order to keep the service going and to keep the revenue coming in. 16 hours a week that I put in myself as compared to what I had been doing before, and one other woman came in one day a week for 8 hours and performed some functions for me that were necessary to keep the business going. Everything else was found to be irrelevant. The rent on the office went down from $125 a month to $50 a month because 60% of it was absolutely unnecessary. It just was not relevant to the business. But it had always been thought to be so. And to look at any room in the office and say, how would we get along without this room? Well, it was inconceivable. It couldn't be done. Because all I could conceive of was the unhappiness in compensating for the loss of this particular thing and so on, because I was attacking it from the wrong side. Now, there are a lot of other details that might be interesting with regard to the net effect of all of this, but there are only a couple of things that I want to point out here as they pertain to this.